Google Fiber has dramatically shifted its construction technique in Nashville. Fighting for access to utility poles had spawned an epic legal battle, but the company and the city are finding satisfaction with a method known as micro-trenching. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
On a street in East Nashville, this is the sound of micro-trenching. A pair of saws cut grooves into the asphalt, an inch wide, 4 inches deep. It's loud, and the crews briefly disrupt street parking. But in many ways, this is a much preferred alternative for laying cable.
The speed in which they can do this, it's probably tenfold.
That's Rick Kirkpatrick, head of permitting for Metro Public Works. He says once Google Fiber pitched the idea and rules were in place, the company has pulled 1,200 micro-trenching permits in 2 months. The old options were fraught. Pole attachments triggered a lawsuit, and deep digging ruptured dozens of water mains, with damages costing hundreds of thousands of dollars. Kirkpatrick calls micro-trenching low impact. It's a shallow cut that avoids utilities, leaves sidewalks intact, and doesn't interfere with road repaving.
The critical part is we're conscious of the road, what it's doing to the road, the longevity of the road, and that's why we have inspectors go out there and take a look at it.
So far, no other telecoms are doing this in Nashville, but Metro is writing a policy so they'd be ready for multiple micro-trenches along the streets. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.